Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. Hour number two is upon us. Jay Christian Adams joining us next. We'll just go by Christian, though. Christian, welcome. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I really appreciate it. There's been a lot in the news here lately about HR 1. We've talked about it quite a bit here on our program. But, you know, election integrity, there's a big topic there. Let's talk about that with you.
Sure thing. I mean, HR 1, boy, I'll tell you, it's going to reorganize the entire way we do elections in the country.
Yeah, that's putting it mildly.
Right. I mean, look, one of the reasons we have a United States is because the Constitution, the founders reserved the power to the states to run their own affairs. But HR 1 is going to make Washington, D.C. in charge. If you loved the election of 2020 and all the questions
right.
and chaos, you're going to love HR 1.
They call it, you know, for the people, something along those lines. I want to say, Christian, but it's actually for the politicians, not for the people.
Well, and the bureaucrats. One
right.
of the things HR 1 will do is shift enormous power of oversight to Washington, D.C. You know, I used to be at the Justice Department in the voting section, and we got to review every single law change, or even where you moved a polling place, or, you know, when the office hours change at the election office. We got to approve that in Washington, D.C. for 16 states. HR 1 would revive that power that the Supreme Court put to sleep. And so there's all kinds of ways. It bans, it allows ballots to come in days after the election. I mean, we could do hours on all the things in the
right.
700 pages of HR 1.
Christian, when you shift that kind of power to Washington, doesn't that mean whatever party is running Washington gets to call balls and strikes nationwide in every election?
Generally, yes, but it's even worse because there's a one-way ratchet in Washington in the bureaucracy, and we saw this for the last 4 years. Even if Republicans are in charge, like they were for 4 years in the Justice Department under President Trump, the bureaucrats themselves were hardcore ideological leftists. And you couldn't get rid of them. So it's even worse than that. Even when the Republicans are in charge, the Democrats will control. And even when the Democrats are in control, the Democrats control. So when you shift power to Washington, D.C., you shift power to a governing class of bureaucrats in addition to the politicians.
So those folks that are out there listening, where in most of my audience is probably not this, although they will talk to individuals that would read the headline, I call it, for HR 1 and think, oh, great idea. We should make sure that passes, because most of them won't read the fine print.
Well, that's a shame because, well, who could read 750 pages
True.
Of a federal takeover? You know, you can hardly blame them. But look, here's what you need to know. When this country was founded, there was a bargain. It was like, we get to be the United States with federal powers, but we're, as states, responsible for our own affairs. We decentralized control over elections. And you know what, guys? There's a reason for this. Decentralization of power over elections promoted individual liberty because no single bad actor could take control like they could in Paris in 17 in the Revolution, or they could in London with the Home Office. There's no way in America for that to happen. But when you move power to one central authority in Washington, it can happen.
No, I agree. And by the way, this thing does many other things, in my opinion, Christian, even outside of election law. And you know, I haven't read all 700 pages. I've read the highlights of a lot of the pages that are there. I've not read every word of the 700 pages. But this thing is a complete overhaul of what we know today. And I've said it before, and I'll keep saying it. It ends the republic as we know it today if this passes.
Well, you're exactly right. And I wrote a piece. I called the proponents of HR 1 the nullifiers. They want to nullify the contract of the country. They want to. They're right. The new secessionists. They're the ones who want to break away from the Union and create a new regime. I mean, they're the ones who are firing the shots at Fort Sumter. And so we need to recognize it for what it is. This is not just policy. This is a fundamental transformation of power from state capitals to Washington, D.C., in the worst possible way. We're not talking about, like, land regulation or, you know, how you deal with the elk or the wolves in Yellowstone.
Right.
I mean, this is like how we create our governments.
Christian, when they do things like this, national popular vote, aren't they basically saying no more states?
Well, in a way, they sure are, and they're ignoring history because, remember, we wouldn't be a United States if it weren't for this deal where the states got to keep their power over certain things. And that's why I call them the new nullifiers.
Right.
They're the ones in 2021 that were doing what people were trying to do in 1850.
Yeah, I've said it this way as well, and get your opinion on this, Christian, is I hear a lot of people talking about, you know, democracy, which, by the way, I absolutely hate because we're not a democracy, and I hate when folks use that, even folks on our side that continue to use it. And I get where we have some democracy traits to us, but we are a republic, and there's a big difference between those two. And one of the things that continues to bother me, and I see people, I think it's even in the headline, if I'm not mistaken, of HR1, I'd have to reread it again, that even talks about and spells out, you know, to save the democracy. The reality is we don't have a democracy to save, and I don't want one.
Well, we're a democratic republic, and there's a reason we're not a democracy, guys. And I'll bet a lot of your listeners already know this, but for those who don't, democracies always lead to bloodbaths.
Right.
They always lead to the 51% voting to do something really bad to the 49%.
That's right.
And that's what 2,000 or 3,000 years of history show, and that's why we aren't a democracy, because we want our children not to be mauled and gored and strung up by their neighbors, and that's exactly what ends up happening in a democracy, because the 51% always vote to take away everything from the 49.
That's right.
You know, I always tell young people, how would you like to walk into a crowded restaurant and have everyone there vote on what you get to eat?
Right.
If you don't like that, then you don't like democracy.
Right.
Mob rule.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, and yet, Christian, I feel like because that term, that word, let me use it that way, that word is used so much, and I said a moment ago, even among Republicans, which I don't know why, but it's become almost this universal term for what we as a country are, when in fact it's inaccurate. It's not what we are. But I feel like that's been done on purpose to change that mentality, especially of young people, to where if you asked any young person and pulled them on the street, they'd think we're a democracy.
There's no question about it. It's done deliberately. Language is very important to these people, and they use it very effectively. And that's why Republicans cannot fall for it. Democracy in history is a bad thing because it leads to people getting killed and having their possessions taken away or marched off to the frontier. You know, get out of here. And so it is not a good thing. The founders knew this. This is not some, you know, 2021 militia conspiracy that we're cooking up. This is what animated the founders in creating a democratic republic where the mob could not control. That's why the mob can't tell me that I can't go to mass on Sundays, or the mob can't tell me that I have to worship their statue. I mean, that's exactly why we have constitutional limits. And you know, that's what's beautiful about the constitutional architecture, is it was designed to promote individual liberty based on 3,000 years of historic experience.
Hey, Christian, doesn't HR1 basically make it impossible to make sure a vote is a legal vote, is cast by a legal citizen?
It does lots of things. It takes away effectively the criminal penalties for aliens registering to vote. It doesn't let states clean up their voter rolls. It mandates that you can't reveal public information that I use all the time at the Public Interest Legal Foundation. We litigate against states to get public information. It takes those protections away. It does all sorts of things to hide what is actually happening in our elections and from public scrutiny, as well as open up vulnerabilities. It's truly a bill that is designed to completely unravel the American system.
That's right. Christian, how do folks find out more about you and what's going on at the Public Interest Legal Foundation?
You can go to publicinterestlegal.org. We have a website there. We're a public interest law firm, 501c3 charity. All we do is election stuff.
Perfect. Christian, you're welcome anytime. I've enjoyed it very much, sir.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Have a great evening, sir. Appreciate it very much. And again, folks, that is the Public Interest Legal Foundation, Jay Christian. He is president and general counsel there, and we will have him back. Very sharp individual, as you could just hear. And we've talked about it a lot, but H.R. 1 has to go away. Hopefully it doesn't make it through the Senate. Ascent Health Center is up next, folks. And if there's anything you need when it comes to your health, that is the place to go. It's AscentHealthCenter.com or 303-343-8800.
Dr. Julie provides both the scientific methodology and the empathetic accountability you need to lose weight. You've lost the weight in the past, but as soon as you started slipping back into your old habits, you felt like a failure. Now you've gained all of that weight back, plus some more, and starting over seems pointless. Both John Rush and Dr. Julie understand the daily struggle of staying healthy. The HCG diet at Ascent Health Center trains your body to convert unnecessary fat into energy, but you also need the mental and emotional fortitude to help you stick with it long term. Something as simple as a daily text message from a qualified weight loss guide could make all the difference between another yo-yo diet and a true lifestyle change. Remember how much better you felt without the extra weight. Call Ascent Health Center now and mention Rush to Reason for 30% off your HCG diet plan. 303-343-8800.
Franktown Firearms, folks, we heard earlier, our wait to buy a gun, that's all, which you could hang out there, do some shooting, go to the range, buy some accessories, get the ammo handled, whatever. You can do all of that while you're waiting for the background check. And do all that in one fell swoop. Again, Franktown Firearms, go to klzradio.com or 720-770-7777.
At Franktown Firearms, you can always get better. It's a very conservative notion that no matter how good you are right now, life is all about improving yourself. That's exactly how the team at Franktown Firearms is looking at training, which is why they offer a greater diversity of platforms than most shooting ranges, including static, moving and shooting, and target acquisition engagement, so you can always get better. It's a great feeling to see your skills improving, and at Franktown Firearms, you have literally unlimited potential. Sign up for one-on-one instruction on the range or register for a group class catered to your level of ability. For Rush to Reason listeners only, sign up for a range membership now by filling out the contact form at klzradio.com/franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free. Range members receive a discount in the shop as well as a discount on all classes. Franktown Firearms, confidence through practice.
Your company is bleeding time and money, and John Rush will find those leaks. You're too stuck in day-to-day weeds to step back and see the big picture. You need a qualified, experienced business coach to take stock of your expenses and see where you and your employees are wasting time and money. John firmly believes that every business owner needs a coach because you're too close to the situation to be objective. Email John now and make more money. John@rushtoreason.com.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Kim Munson here. Wednesday, Brad Beck shares his thoughts regarding cancel culture folks dictating that we can only celebrate other individuals' culture and holidays from afar. Instead of looking at America as a big, beautiful melting pot of individuals, they see us as a smorgasbord of competing groups with no individual identity. Lauren Levy, Polygon Financial Group, updates us on mortgage interest rates. Tyler Schmidt, owner of Two Rivers Barbecue in South Fork, and Willie Altenberg in Fort Collins talk about their meet-in events. That's Wednesday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again, 10 to 11 p.m. right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Keep freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion alive by contributing to support The Kim Munson Show at KimMunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, Weston Eimer joining us now. Weston, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing good, John. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. You got a little news for us. What is it?
I do. So, I'm not sure if you were aware, but today at the Colorado GOP state headquarters, there was a peaceful protest that was being held to demand that the state GOP listen to calls for paper ballots at the upcoming reorganizational meeting.
Okay.
Well, the long story short is the state GOP did not like the fact that there was a peaceful protest outside their office building, and so they called their landlord and instructed their landlord to remove the peaceful protesters from the property because they did not like what we had to say, and they didn't like that we were fighting for our voices to be heard. The State Central Committee, the majority of the committee, has asked for paper ballots and an in-person meeting. They finally listened to us about an in-person meeting, but they refuse to listen about paper ballots. And their response today was to threaten to call the police and have us removed from the property which their office is located on because they didn't want us.
Okay, Weston, a little clarification. So you mean paper ballots at the assembly on the 27th?
Correct, yes. There has been
versus using the clickers that they use right now?
Correct. Yeah, so actually they are pushing for a text-to-vote system right now, which has been heavily linked to fraud. We had an election specialist with us this morning at the protest that addressed it and said how insecure it is. There was a situation highlighted by Susan Beckman, which is a former Trump campaign official and also served in and also ran for state chair in the last race, that highlighted a specific situation, and I believe it was Arapahoe County, where the text-to-vote system was caught allocating two votes per person instead of one. And so in the end, they had to do paper ballots, and the text-to-vote was completely knocked out. Well, it's the same system that they're using now for the reorganization meeting. And the state GOP refuses to hear from calls from the RNC National Committeeman Randy Corcoran and the executive committee to have a paper ballot at this meeting. They refuse to hear of it.
Now, did they cite any concerns like with cost or with the time consideration, or what was their reason?
Yeah, what's the reason? Yeah, good question.
You know, we have not really heard any good reasoning to deny it. You know, I have not personally been on the calls as I'm not a member of the State Central Committee. I'm too young. But as of next year, I will be hoping to be joining the committee as I will be old enough to be on there. But I know for a fact that my mom, who is on the State Central Committee and is working to get onto the Executive Committee, that they every time that the election integrity question is brought up, they just say, well, we've already got this system in place, right? Oh, well, we've researched it for months. We've worked hard to get it put in place. Well, I'm sorry, but that's not a good reason. We have just gone through the most fraudulent election in American history, and we are calling the Republican Party, their central committee, is calling for election integrity, and they refuse to hear of it, and yet they claim that they are all about it, right? And so they have no good reason to not have paper ballots. It's not that difficult to have paper ballots. There's only 595 voting members. I've got news for them. They counted more ballots on election night in Georgia than that, and they stopped the counting. I mean, it's just nuts.
So what happened as far as, you know, you guys being able to either be there or not be there? Did the landlord do what they asked? What's the rest of that story?
Yeah, so, you know, the landlord came up. We were just getting ready to end our meeting and end our protest when the landlord rolled up and said, and I quote, you guys are trespassing on private property. You must leave. We've received calls from our tenants saying you're disrupting their business. Do I have to call police? That was the exact quote from the landlord. And so we were very polite about it. And we were like, of course, you know, we did know we were on private property. But until we're asked to leave, we're fine, right? And we were expressing our constitutional beliefs. We were standing next to our vehicles in the parking lot, right? We were not disrupting traffic at all. We were not interfering with business. We were very polite about that and made sure we weren't interfering with the operations there. And so we explained that to the landlord, and he was like, oh, okay. Well, once we had explained to the landlord that we were ending our meeting, I specifically went up to the landlord and asked, I said, you know, just out of curiosity, did someone call and tell you that we were disrupting or whatever? I said, did you receive a call? And he says, well, someone at the state party did call me and asked that we remove you guys because they claimed you were disrupting their operations.
Is this still at the building where they're above the bank?
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
So
and we were...
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Go ahead, Weston.
Yeah, we were not interfering with the bank operations at all. We were on the left-hand side of that parking lot. The drive-through to the bank was not disrupted, and we were not in the way. There were plenty of parking spaces, and if a car did come through, which none of them tried to come through our group, but if a car would have come through, we would have happily moved aside to let them park or go through, right? We did not disrupt anything whatsoever. We were not loud. We simply had a megaphone so that our crowd could hear us. There was about 20 to 30 people there, and some of those people included Susan Beckman, my mom, Laurel Eimer, which is running for Congressional District 7 in Colorado, myself, Peg Cage, and different leaders of the state Republicans that are leaders in the Republican movement here were there, and we were doing absolutely nothing wrong, and we didn't violate any rules. We didn't disrupt anything, and yet the GOP, because we were saying something they didn't want to hear, and they didn't want the public to hear, they had us removed from the property.
Now, Weston, just for clarity, did they say that only the GOP called or that they had received other complaints?
They said that only the GOP called. They did not reference anyone else, and I specifically asked if the bank had called, and they said no, the state GOP.
Okay, so I have a maybe dumb question, but if the Central Committee meeting, which as far as I know is virtual, how do you do paper ballots when everything's going to be virtual?
So the State Central Committee has moved in the direction of an in-person gathering. This was specifically ordered to Ken Buck, which Ken Buck and LX, the executive director, Ken Buck and LX specifically denied requests, repeated requests for an in-person meeting until the State Executive Committee, which controls the party, met and decided basically unanimously from what I've heard that there was going to be an in-person meeting. So LX and Ken decided, okay, you have 72 hours to find a location. Okay, so we all found a location at Terrace Bible College in, I believe it's Teller County, that was willing to host us and was willing to host the entire meeting with the 595 voting members and guests without any COVID protocols because Teller County has lifted all their restrictions. We'd found a location per their request. The state party never followed up with Cherish Bible College and instead went behind the executive committee's back and found a location at the local Marriott down here that was willing to host it, but now that requires masks, social distancing, and contact tracing when we had a location that they told us to find that didn't have COVID protocols that we found. Right. And so they completely bypassed what they wanted. But they are having an in-person meeting, but they are still using this text to vote system, which has been proven to be fraudulent time and time again. And I don't know if you remember, but in the last chair race with Susan Beckman and Ken Buck, that race was effectively stolen from Susan Beckman with 80 extra proxies and extra clickers. There is so much shady stuff going on here, and it really needs to be addressed.
So you have evidence that that was stolen from Susan Beckman?
Yes, Susan Beckman has the proof of the extra proxies that showed up out of nowhere. There was something like 80 extra clickers that were voting when there wasn't enough voters or proxies on the floor. And there is evidence that Ken Buck was the chosen person to lead the party, even when Susan Beckman had the votes originally. You know, it's very similar to the situation in El Paso with Vicky Tonkins right now, but not so much on the fraudulent side on Vicky's part. I'm not 100% sure of that situation, but I know that there was some shady dealings in the last election, and they're trying to secure that shadiness again so that they can put whoever they choose back in the chairman's seat.
All right. Weston, thanks for the update. We appreciate it very much, sir.
Of course. Thank you
for
having me.
Take care.
Hopefully we can move on. Thank
Sounds
you.
Great. Appreciate it very much. We've got a guest joining us here in just a minute, so don't go anywhere. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers, and he'd love to help you out by giving you a free mortgage review. Just call Kurt today, 720-895-0500.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take aim, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298-191, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, folks, a good shop. Going to take an extra couple of minutes here because Al Stern was supposed to join us today and talk a little bit about what's going on at a good shop and the great estimating tool he's got on the website and so on. But you can only imagine.
Yeah.
After the last few days.
He's a little busy.
Al's a little busy. So I said, Al, don't worry about it. We'll postpone things, make it work for you on another day because I do want to find out what's going on there. But, folks, trust me. There's been a lot of accidents that have happened over the last few days. Yesterday, in fact, the majority of cities were on some sort of accident alert, which tells you there was lots of accidents. So if you're somebody that's been involved in an accident or you know somebody that's been in an accident and they need to get things fixed, they need to get an estimate, get with the insurance company, get everything handled, a good shop, by the way, will help you with all of that. They know the insurance companies. They work with all of them. They know the adjusters. They'll handle all of that for you. You don't have to do anything. All you need to do is get the vehicle to them, and they'll do the rest. Of course, you got to give them the insurance company information as well, but you get where I'm going with this. They will take over and handle all of that for you. They'll make sure your vehicle gets fixed back into the original working condition that it was. They're certified to do so, and they'll make that happen. And as I say all the time, you will be directed, in most cases, by an insurance company, sometimes your own, sometimes the other party's insurance company, and they will tell you or try to where to go get the vehicle fixed. Don't fall for that. You can go wherever you want. It's law. It's a law in not only this state but all others that you can pick the repair provider that you want to take your vehicle back to original condition. Let that be a good shop. Make that be a good shop, I should say. So let Al and the folks out there at a good shop take care of you. There's three locations to serve you. Two in the North Glen area, one in Commerce City. They're there to service you. 720-541-7697. You can find them at klzradio.com. And don't forget, even if you have an accident after business hours, you can still have the vehicle dropped off. All the companies know how to do that. Don't let it go to another yard. Don't let it go to impound. Take it to a good shop. Again, find them at klzradio.com.
You don't need to schedule an appointment or drive anywhere for a free estimate from a good shop. Other than the actual collision itself, scheduling an estimate might be the most stressful part of auto body work because you don't have time for it. You're already worried about how much the repairs will cost. You're worried about how long your vehicle will be out of commission. And you still need to figure out whether or not you should make an insurance claim because you're worried about your premiums going up. Al Sturm, owner of a good shop in North Glen and Commerce City, has always looked to the future, providing new, different, and better services than the corporate conglomerates. Click on the mobile estimate button at klzradio.com/collision and enter your phone number to start taking photos for your free virtual estimate from a good shop. Certified collision repair worth referring. Mention KLZ Radio in your estimate request for $100 off your repairs.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
Let me get this straight. You don't have to have an ID to vote, but you have to show an ID that you've had the COVID vaccination.
I guarantee you the same think it's immoral to have a simple voter ID law. They're going to demand you show proof of vaccination to do anything in America.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, and now a special guest joining us, Matt, make sure I say this right, Zajahowski. Am I saying that right, Matt?
You nailed it.
All right. Well, I had a little help from Charlie, so thanks very much. All right. Give us your position with the, you say it, Andy, you're better than I am at saying this.
Potawatomi?
Potawatomi Hotel and Casino.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am a PR rep for Potawatomi Casino.
All right. Wait, and by the way, where is that located?
It's just outside of Milwaukee.
Okay, well, right outside where Andy is from.
Yeah, that's why I knew how to say it.
Oh, there you cheated, Andy.
I've been to Potawatomi.
You cheater. Cheater. All right, so we've got St. Paddy's Day approaching. Superstitions, Matt. I am not a superstitious individual, but yet there are a lot of folks that are. Give us some of your findings.
Sure, yeah. As you mentioned, there are a lot of people in America who count themselves as superstitious. 65% of the people that we surveyed said that they believe in superstitions. And 83% believe in good luck as opposed to 50% believe in bad luck. So more people, I think, are optimistic with their superstitions than pessimistic.
All right. So give us some superstitions that folks find. I guess maybe they think it works. Again, you're talking to a guy that you have to sell me on this stuff actually being, you know, valid, because I'm not a superstitious guy, but throw some at us.
Sure. The most popular superstition we found was actually throwing salt over your shoulder. The second most popular was people believing that bad luck comes in threes. So I think you see this every time a famous person passes away. That, you know, you see the stuff on Twitter that, oh, there's going to be three that die. And then the third most popular was people taking a lucky rabbit's foot.
Oh, the old lucky rabbit's foot.
That
on the little
so
keychain, right?
That is so unfair to our little furry friends.
It's a little wrecked, but it's a lucky rabbit's foot. Come on. Do they still make them in all the different colors, Matt?
The last time I've seen one, yeah, I've seen them in every color that you
That's what
imagine.
I thought. Okay, that's what
weird.
I thought.
I'm sorry.
They're just being white.
I just picture rabbits on crutches, but that's okay. Go
ahead.
Okay,
now here's another question for both of you. Are they actual, real rabbit's feet, or are these some sort of imitation rabbit's foot?
I've always been under the impression that they're fake, hopefully, but I think if you're superstitious, maybe you've got a real one.
Okay, all right. Carrying that dead rabbit foot around. All right, what's the next one?
The next one we had was Friday the 13th, obviously being a sign of bad luck.
Right.
And I think that comes up every time we have a Friday that happens to fall on the 13th.
Yep.
And one of my favorite movies, just going to add.
Yeah,
Andy's
as well.
There you go.
You're in good company.
And then the fifth most popular we had was ladybugs actually being a sign of good luck.
Okay, so
they were one to me.
All right, so yeah. going back, the only thing on this list that I tend to agree with, and I'm not superstitious, but I know that, you know, I've been an auto shop guy most of my life, Matt, and I will tell you this, that when certain jobs would come into my auto shop, they did come in threes. So if somebody came in on Monday with a bad clutch, by the end of the week, you'd do two or three more, just the way things worked. If you had an engine job that came in, sure shoot, and you'd have two or three more that would come in. So I'm almost going to believe you on the three thing because I've seen it with my own two eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So am I superstitious, or is it just kind of the luck of the draw?
I think it can be both, honestly.
All right, so when it comes to weird superstitions, did you guys find any where you're just like, wait a minute, people really believe in X?
I think, like I said, the good luck ladybug was new to me. We found another popular one was lucky prime numbers. And then an owl being a sign of a bad omen.
Ooh.
That one was new to me. I've actually heard the opposite, that owls can be good luck. So I think it really just depends on, you know, what you believe in. I think some of it is obviously based on, you know, kind of regional beliefs as well.
Okay, now wait a minute here. You're at the Potawatomi Hotel and Casino. So let's talk about the biggest thing of luck that gamblers count on. This machine is due. Okay, because, by the way, I managed casinos for
yeah,
a decade.
Guys, yeah, you guys can go back and forth here.
I won't bore. No, I don't want to bore people with this. But you and I both know each machino has a chip. Each casino, you know, has machines. The machines have a chip. And in the chip, there's already a preset percentage on all the various payouts. And so
and by
each
the way, isn't,
time,
that by, isn't that by law in
oh, yes.
certain states that do the gaming?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so I thought.
And each time that they spin that, it has exactly the same chance of the same variation of payouts as before. But if you have a machine that hasn't paid off for the last 100-150 spins, someone thinks it's going to pay off. Am I right, sir?
People believe that like you wouldn't believe. I mean, I think that's just the whole, you know, art of gaming. Everyone's thinking, oh,
well, the little old lady was there for the last 3 hours and it never paid out. I'm going to play that one, right?
Exactly.
No.
She pumped it up. That's what they always say. Uh-huh. I mean, because, look, I'm not a believer in luck at all, but that's what I saw constantly, is even people who say they're not into luck, Matt, will say this machine hasn't paid off for this long. It's got to be due.
I figured you guys would say something like you need a hot model to blow on the dice or something. That's going to help you at the craps table.
No, who cares about winning at that point? It's about the hot model.
Oh, got it. You guys are funny. So is just a question for both of you, since you guys are in the gaming or have been in Andy's case, Matt, you are. Are gamblers superstitious generally?
I think so, absolutely.
Yes.
Just the nature of the territory, huh?
You know what? And it's kind of, if I may, Matt, tell me what you think of this. It's fun superstition. For a gambler, it's kind of like, even if I'm normally not a superstitious person, maybe my job is I'm a lawyer or an accountant, an investor, and I deal with not luck all the time. This is my escape from all that, and I get to have fun superstition and play on a machine maybe that's ready to come around and that kind of thing, or play at a table where I think the dice are going to go my way. It's kind of an escape superstition. Does that make any sense?
Oh, I believe it 100%. Yeah, I think you're dead on with it being a fun superstition. I mean, you know, I think that's what makes it fun and that's what makes it exciting, is having the belief that, oh, yeah, it is luck. I'm going to hit on this. But, you know, to do all these things that you do in casinos, I think just add to the fun aspect of gambling and gaming, for sure.
I've known some people in my life, though, that, Matt, I mean, are very, very superstitious, i.e., you know, black cat walking across, not walking underneath a ladder. I mean, all these different things, you know, the 7 year of bad luck if you break a mirror. I mean, we can go down the list. There's a gazillion of them. I'm just not that guy. I just never have been. Maybe I'm wrong.
I kick the cat.
Oh, the black cat gets kicked.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And I punt it.
So then you're really in trouble.
Exactly.
All right, we got a caller calling in for you as well. David, you are on with Matt. Go ahead, David.
Have you ever heard the one where you feel the money coming out of the slot machine, that if it gets warmer or warm, that means you're getting close to a big payoff?
Matt, have you heard that one?
Matt, I'm going to turn that one over to you.
I haven't heard it, but I love it, and I'm going to believe in it.
Oh, awesome.
I believe myself.
That's good. David, good one, man. Appreciate it. That's a good one. This has been fun. Matt, okay, and we talk about this because of course, St. Patrick's Day and the, was it, the lucky four-leaf clover? Is that if you find that one, you have good luck?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not too many of those in the field, typically. Is that the way that works?
There are when I get out there with my scissors. Then you sell them.
Piecing them together. This is fun, actually. This has been good, so.
Matt, do you guys see a real bump for this day
every
year?
Great question. Yeah, good question.
You know, I think in normal years, yeah, absolutely.
But real quick, how has COVID affected you guys, Matt?
Well, for a while, I mean, Wisconsin was shut down completely. So, you know, they were for a couple months last year where, you know, we were not even allowed to have anyone in the casino, but that has, you know, rebounded a little bit. So still down, but, you know, I think there's optimism as we kind of turn the wave on the pandemic that, you know, things will return to normal because, you know, obviously they're superstitious people and they like having fun. They like having gambling. I think, you know, in the long term, we'll be all right.
Hey, one last question in dealing, you know, hoping for good luck. Are you a Packer fan?
I'm from Detroit, actually. So
man.
You lost Maddie.
You can imagine in the NFL fandom world.
You lost Maddie. I'm sorry.
Wow. I cannot believe I just talked to somebody from Wisconsin that is not a Packers fan, Matt. Because, like, in Denver here, we are surrounded by Packer fans.
Do you, like, are you in, protective custody? I mean, do you
literally
have to hide away?
Yeah, literally. Do you, Matt?
No, they don't feel Lions fans in the slightest.
All right. Somebody also said, caller just called in and said, only pick up a penny heads up for good luck.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Again, there's a gazillion of these folks. You know, don't count the cars on a train car. My sister just reminded me that my grandfather was big on that. You couldn't count the train cars going by. I don't know why.
One time, honestly, I tried to pick up a coin, not a penny, but I threw out my back.
Maybe it's true. Matt, this is good stuff, man. I appreciate it. If folks want to come visit you there, what do they do?
Just come to Milwaukee and look for Pottawatomie Casino. You can find us online at paysbig.com as well.
Can they stay there as well?
They can, with a beautiful hotel.
All right. Matt, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks for joining us, sir. I do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Have a great evening. I appreciate it very much. We got a call coming. I'll take Jeff real quick, Charlie, before we take a break. If you want to put him on real quick, I'll take his call before we go to break. Nope. Charlie hung up on him. That's super. Oh, you didn't. Well, maybe there's bad luck there.
Well, Charlie always hangs up on people named Jeff. I'm not sure why that is.
I don't need it. Jeff, if you want to call us back, I'll take you right after the break. No big deal. Purefoy Charlie's coming up next, folks. Now, something, again, I am not superstitious, and a lot of folks are. They'll say, you know, never buy an odd year car.
Right.
So like a 19 or a 21. Folks, trust me, it don't matter. They roll off the assembly line every day, all day long, all year long. Doesn't matter what year it is. This comes down to the quality of the car itself, not the year that it's made in.
By the way, Mr. Car Guy, mm-hmm. How are you liking the 21s?
Fun. They're great. Yeah. Yeah. So far, everyone I've driven has been awesome. The technology in today's cars, I will say, they spoil. They really do. They spoil me. Anytime I get one of my old cars that doesn't have it, it's like, oh, crap, I got to pay attention to where I change lanes. I'm serious.
I have to actually drive?
I'm like, yeah, because exactly. Thank you. You no longer get in and steer. You actually have to drive. It's like, I'm not joking. The new cars, you just steer them. You don't drive them. You just get in and go. It's amazing.
It is.
And all that, by the way, is on vehicles, new Chevrolet vehicles, and a lot of used ones as well. They have a Purefoy Chevrolet. So I mean that sincerely, though, folks. Don't be superstitious when it comes to buying a car. Just go buy a car at Purefoy Chevrolet. PurefoyChevrolet.com. Shop online, 303-659-8311.
The team at Purefoy Chevrolet will never hold you captive or try to force you to buy a new or used vehicle. In a recent Jalopnik article, a consumer protection attorney shared stories of the ridiculous high-pressure tactics used by some auto dealers. In one extreme example, a customer was reportedly prevented from leaving by having her vehicle blocked. In another, more common situation, customers had their car keys hidden from them to keep them from leaving until they agreed to purchase a vehicle. These customers had to call the police before the dealerships would let them drive away. The team at Purefoy Chevrolet sets themselves apart simply by treating their customers with respect. They still follow the standard of customer service set by Rolly's father back in 1960. Ask about their zero-interest financing and vehicles delivered straight to your door. Purefoy Chevrolet in Fort Lupton, only a 20 to 30-minute drive from anywhere in Denver. Find them now at klzradio.com/Chevy. Find new roads.
All right, folks, superstitions when it comes to retirement planning. I don't know if there are any. Just do it.
Yes.
Go to Al, get it done, get it handled, figure out what you're going to do. And I don't. Maybe Al knows of a superstition that way, but I really don't.
No, Al doesn't strike me as superstitious, and that's exactly the kind of person you want handling.
It's factual and get it done. Thank you. Get it done and handled. 744-303-744-1128 or find Al, again, on our website, klzradio.com.
You don't need to worry about outliving your money or how to fund extended care. Your retirement plan with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial provides contingencies for big unexpected expenses or sudden losses in the stock market so you can rest easy. Founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, has spent more than 30 years listening to people's biggest worries about retirement, and he's ready to set your mind at ease. Al has always been a careful listener, and after decades of hearing people fret about whether or not their money would last, he decided to specialize in retirement planning so he could protect people from huge healthcare costs and market volatility. 16 years later, Al knows how to direct your assets to the right places, preserving your wealth for the rest of your life. Tell him your concerns, and he'll create a plan that will help you sleep well at night. Schedule a free consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself and Andy. Jeff, what's going on, sir? You're back.
Hey, John. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Jeff. Hey.
On the subject of weird superstitions, and I've got a couple of them for you that I don't know. They come from my wife, my lovely bride of 35 years.
Let's hear it.
You know, I married an East Coast Italian gal, and her father have this thing with cars. You get a new car, and you have to put, it either has to have ribbon or yarn, red and black, in that car somewhere for good luck.
Okay, so it has to have what? Say that again. It has to have what?
It's red and black,
okay,
either ribbon or yarn, in that car.
Okay.
And I cannot bring a vehicle home that within a half an hour she's not digging under the dash looking for a place to tie a piece of yarn.
And the reason is why?
I have no idea, John. That's probably why I'm still married after 35 years, is because I don't question this kind of stuff.
You know, Jeff, there are people who waste tens of thousands of dollars on the best counseling and marriage counselors
Jeff
and so forth.
It.
And here you've got the cheapest way of getting around that, a little yarn in the car.
You just let her do her and don't question. Say, okay, babe.
What's that old saying? It's best to never ask why, but just to say I.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, I think yes, dear, suffices pretty good.
And
Charlie says happy wife, happy life, Jeff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The other one that she's got is no birds in the house.
No birds in the
house? Not even a bird in a picture in the house.
Oh, why is that?
Because I don't know. Apparently these East Coast Italians think that a bird in the house is some kind of bad luck.
So not even
again,
in a – I mean, I get the real bird because they're kind of messy and they poop everywhere. And, I'm kind of with her on that one. But even in a picture?
But not even in a picture.
Ooh.
And again,
I've never heard
question,
that.
I just say, okay, babe.
I've never heard that one either.
The house is your realm. You put whatever you want in it. And I'll stay out in the shop in the garage.
Well, Jeff, those are two that I've never heard in my entire life. The yarn, ribbon, or the bird thing I've never heard.
I didn't think that you would have, but they're kind of odd.
I think you stole the cake on that one today, because I've never heard of either one of those.
I hope you're not a St. Louis Cardinals fan and have a hat.
Good one.
Come on, Andy.
Good
one,
Andy.
You're in a lot of trouble.
Good one. That's hilarious. Jeff, good. Thanks, man. I appreciate it very much. That's fun. I don't have any. Just not that guy. I don't know.
Do you have? I know, but do you have any superstitions that you have? You ever done any for fun?
No,
because they can be fun.
Yeah,
I like stupid fun.
I mean, some people like every time their team plays, they have to wear that jersey, and that jersey never gets washed. I mean, there's weird things like that, and I've never been that guy.
Yeah, I mean, have you ever? Well, you're not a sports fan like your son.
No.
Okay, does Richard ever wear the team jersey when they play?
Sometimes, but he's not superstitious.
But, I mean, obviously the team has no idea he's wearing the jersey.
Right.
But it's still fun.
Yeah.
I guess that's not luck.
Some superstitions can be, fun and, you kind of laugh at it and so on. But I don't know. I just have never been that guy.
When we had every year at the casino, St. Paddy's Day was always a lot of fun.
Right.
And we would have all kinds of luck of the Irish stuff. By the way, what are we doing for movies this Friday?
Lucky movies.
Movies,
right?
About luck.
Yeah.
Bad luck, good luck, whatever luck. And it's just kind of fun. It's a lot of fun. But no, I don't actually believe in anything. You know, one thing, what are those wrist things that women wear where they can add something on there?
What are those things? Charm bracelets.
Yeah.
Charm bracelets.
You add the little charms on there? Those are kind of big.
Yeah, they are kind of gaudy and ugly at times, but hey, whatever. To each his own.
My wife got little elephants for the Republican Party.
She did not.
Yes, she did.
Really?
I think she did. I'm pretty sure she did.
Well, good for her.
It was cute.
I mean, some people are really into that stuff. Again, I'm just not that guy. Never have been.
Nah, me either.
I don't know. Just I guess my folks, my dad's not superstitious. I don't know that my mom is. It's not a big deal.
No. I was raised in a family. Luck was just never a thing at all.
Yeah, me neither. So, all right. Speaking of somebody that's not very lucky.
Okay.
That would be our governor.
Right.
Because he made March 20th the no meat day, which is like backfired big time. Because so far, every single person that I know, most of the people I know, I guess, are good red meeting red eat meeting Americans, and on the 20th, they're having big celebrations, in fact, eating meat.
We're having one.
Opposite of what Polis said to do.
Yes.
Now, what I'm going to ask you to do is, if you're having one of those celebrations, order what you're going to have. You got plenty of time still to do it. We're getting close, but if you order today or tomorrow, you'll still get delivery and get what you need from Barber's Foods. So celebrate No Meat Day in honor of Governor Polis by eating meat. Lots of it, by the way.
Yeah, we got our Barber's order. Perfect. We're ready to go.
Perfect. So, folks, again, Greg and the gang there at Barber's Foods, they're ready to help you when it comes to that. So anything you need when it comes to a great barbecue cookout, whatever you're doing this weekend on the 20th, that's Saturday, get her done, barbersfoods.com. That's with two S's, barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been selling only the highest quality organic, antibiotic-free, and natural food products in Colorado for over 70 years. Their mission is to provide only the best food found in the marketplace from family farms they know personally. Right now, click on March Madness Specials at the top of barbersfoods.com to find these specials and more. Barber's Farms, ground beef, made in Colorado, from Colorado raised beef in 1-pound packages, only $2.99 a pound. Thunder's Catch Alaskan Salmon, whole fillets on sale in March for only $12.49 a pound. And pre-order your Beeler's Duroc non-GMO spiral ham before Easter. Don't spend $100 or more for a spiral ham from a retail outlet. Buy wholesale and get a better ham at a better price from a family farm that Barber's Foods knows personally. Place your order today at barbersfoods.com.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, somebody texted me and said that because most of my cars are red, that counts as a superstition. No, I just like red. And fast cars should be red. Sorry for all of you that have maybe a blue or white car that's fast.
Do you really call it red or cherry?
I like red. I mean, I like Corvette red. I mean, the old Ferrari red. I mean, that red is what I like.
Okay. I've just known that guys who had red cars usually called them cherry.
No.
It's so cherry.
No. And again, the other thing I've never done, even though I'm a car guy, I don't name my cars. They don't have names like a lot of people do. A lot of folks name their vehicles. I'm not a car namer.
Okay. In the next hour, answer this question. Why do men back in so much and women always pull in forward when parking a car?
You really want me to answer that?
I do.
Okay, I'll answer that when I come back. All right, we'll be back in a little bit. Don't go anywhere. Top of the hour news break. Myself, Andy, we'll be back for the third hour coming up next, so don't go anywhere. Myself, Andy, Charlie, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.